Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today with Guy Shalom. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Greg. Great. And you?
Very well. Super keen to kick off this discussion. We are going to discuss about the future of artificial intelligence in contact center and how that impacts customer experience. But before we deep dive into this discussion, Guy, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks. So I'm Guy. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Glassix. Glassix is an omnichannel platform. For contact center, we handle all the digital side of the contact centers, if it's chatbots, if it's live agents, if it's monitoring real time, whatever. Interlaced with the AI, of course, that's mandatory nowadays, and there's a lot of innovation in this regard.
Thank you very much. And as usual, I ask one additional question about you in order to learn more about you. And in a transformation in customer experience, it's always extremely important about the values. And also in this case, which values drive your life?
So basically, I'll split the answer to life and to work, and because that's important. They share mutual things, but that's important. Basically, innovation was something that I always wanted to do and to excellence with. If it's work, if it's even home. I mean, everything that I had was the super technology solution of everything that I could. I was a computer geek since I remember myself. This is one. Excellence is a second thing that I already put my efforts. If it was cool and if it's work. Ever since I remember myself, we said a geek. So if it was the first BA in math at the age of 10, and if it was cool, and if it was learning coding and software development at high school, I mean, everything was there. And if I take the professional path and try to connect it, so I try to bring them all, but one of the most important things that I felt is that working in enterprises and companies, then I don't give the customer the freedom to be independent. And everywhere I worked in was, okay, you want this, you have to pay that. If you want this, you have to pay that. And this is something that was always in the back of my mind. And I said, when I'll do it on my own, I'll do it differently. I hope it answers your question.
Yes, very well. And doing differently, I think it's something that we will discuss also during the game. Now we know more about you. Today, top player, Guy Shalom. And now let's kick off the discussion. Everybody is speaking about artificial intelligence and leveraging that in contact centers. We read in the newspaper companies that are going to hire robots and not people anymore. And we know that we are at the beginning of this transformation. How do you see this changing of the setup?
That's a great question, actually. It's a question that everyone wants to have an answer. And I think, as you said, we're only at first centimeters of this journey, and this journey is going to be amazing. And I think that if we see bots or chatbots answering customers and if it's using generative AI or other AI technologies, is the first step. But I think that the big change will be not only in chatbots. The assistance in customer journey, when you get to an agent, agents are human, and humans have mistakes, misunderstandings and everything. And if AI will be able to assist to agents, I think we might have a big change. Think of an agent which is new in a contact center. It's an agent that always being replaced. And if AI will be able to give him hints or even give him the answers, our onboarding process of new agents will be amazing. The AI is capable of analyzing huge amounts of data. Think of AI analyzing conversations of experienced agents and providing this information, if it's for chatbot or for other agents. This will be a great step, because reading and mapping this information is not only just reading and doing embedding of information. It's understanding the context of the conversations, getting the right data outside, and then doing the, let's say, the mapping of the information. And that's very important for customers. And if we take a look, I think the chatbots will still be 50% of the contact centers, and that's okay. But the other 50 will be more valuable. Think of an agent that can read a suggested answer and a good one, click it and send it instead of writing one or instead of searching one in the KMS system. This will be a big change.
I think you are touching a very important topic. First of all, thank you very much that you said 50% and not 99%, because I think a lot of people are speaking about 99. I'm not so sure. But what you mentioned, I would like to double click on that. You said a new agent starting in a company, starting working in the contact center, and he gets this support from this machine. Also from a cost point of view, not only the quality of the answer. If we don't need to send our agents 3 months into trainings, because we know companies have a really, really complicated and complex processes to go through because it was created 10 years ago. Nobody knows why, but they are doing that. And now they can get all this knowledge, all this information, all this recommendation from the system itself. I think you are pointing that out. It starts with the employee experience. Could you please elaborate a bit on that, about your vision in this topic?
Actually, it's not only a vision, it's something we do today. Today, we analyze ongoing conversations all the time. I mean, when I have a new customer saying, hey, I want to have AI implemented, what we do, the first thing we do is we click on a button and we analyze 10, 20,000 conversations on the past month or two. We create a knowledge base. Immediately, it takes, I don't know, less than 30 minutes to create a knowledge base. Okay. And then agents start to enjoy. Now, it's not only then. I mean, if AI can mistakenly analyze the conversation. So we use the agent's usage and behavior to understand and maybe prioritize specific answers and eliminate other ones which are wrong or which have changed. If the working hours of a specific store was 9 to 5, and now it's 10 to 6, and user is saying, hey, that's the wrong answer, delete it or edit it, we can eliminate these answers or even come to the contact center manager and say, hey, this answer is probably wrong. Please update it so other agents will be able to use it. And if you are exposed, I mean, when we analyze 10, 20,000 conversations, we don't get 10, 20,000 answers. We get 7,000, 8,000, but that's a lot because one conversation can have more than one question and answer, okay? And the answers and questions are usually a matrix of a situation. It's if a customer was double billed, but he has this plan, and if another customer was double billed and he has that plan, the answer is different. And what's more interesting is that AI today is capable of reading the full conversation and answering you multiple questions in one answer. This is something that was not there. When you take a look at Outlook or LinkedIn that suggest an answer, they suggest an answer to the last question. They don't read the conversation. They don't have AI. They don't even know information about the customer. That's a big change that's going to be implemented fast in the upcoming years. And we already started touching it. I'll further explain when we get to the relevant questions.
I think you mentioned that several times, understanding the context and also providing the best possible answer to the customers. Are we going to a setup where we have really a hyper-personalization, that it means the machine and the employees know that you are calling us and therefore we provide an hyper-personalized solution, or are we still far away from this idea?
I think we don't know what the future will bring us, but I think, I mean, today when I have a conversation and I auto-suggest an answer to a customer, AI is capable of even understanding the emoji. If the customer uses a smiling emoji or an angry emoji, and he will try to give you a different answer, okay? And that's something we seem as amazing. But I think, again, it's the beginning of the way, because what AI is missing today is, I mean, I'm talking about generative AI, is getting additional info about the history of the customer. And I think that not only the current conversation, but if you take a look at the past five conversations and understand them and understand what was the situation in that, you'll be able to better personalize and give a personal touch to the conversation. So this is why in Glassics, we know how to inject history. I mean, every conversation with the customer, AI summary is summarizing it, plus the emotion and everything. And this is, again, eliminating time spent from the agent. The agents don't need to summarize the conversation. We do the auto summary. We take the emotion. We understand everything. And when a customer comes back to the contact center, we automatically fetch the last ones and give it to the AI engine. So he knows, I have to tell you, I see that this is a repetitive issue that you have. Okay, let's try and solve it for once and for all. I mean, when the AI can create, I mean, understand and get a good path with the customer, see, hey, I see you. I'm not a robot. I can see your history. That brings us to a new era. But again, I think it will go much higher. I mean, I don't think that AI will stay in text and in customer interactions. I think that in the upcoming 5, 6, 7 years, people would like to talk with a, let's say, human-like chatbot, to have a person, and it will go there. And these video interactions can analyze the customer as well. They can even go deep and say, is he sweating now? Is his eyes are shrinked and he's angry or trying to better understand us? So I'll have to speak slower or maybe further explain myself. And I think this is the real future in empathy, because once the customer has a good memory from the interaction, he'll tell good thing about your service to other people. And that's very super important.
What you are saying, it's key. And I read an article about machines or generative AI that already now is more empathetic than physicians. It means we are going into these directions. And you said in the future, from your point of view, how can we best create this transition from I want to talk with a human because he's the only one that really understands context, understands me and is empathetic and so on, to these, let's say, AI-based avatars that are better than human beings? What do you think about it?
I think people will it's something we have to educate the market. I think, let's say, the older people will still want to talk with people, with human, but I think in 20 years from now, it will be gone. I think that people will get used to talking with machines. I think they'll be able to understand why machines are better. You know, I read a tweet the other day saying that we don't have to worry about losing our jobs as developers, because AI developers will have to get the best explanation for the customer. What does he want? And that will never happen. And I think that people will learn how to talk with AI. I mean, even today, when I want to ask GPT a question, I know what is the best way to write the prompt for the machine to answer. And once customers will understand that, they will adopt AI. Because AI is 24/7. It's instant. It's not being occupied by other conversations at the moment and maybe get confused. It will happen. It will happen faster than we think.
I think that's really key. But on the other side, now let's think about really the human connection. Also now in this discussion, I think it's a great discussion because there are still two humans talking to each other. And we know in particular also in the USA, they published latest articles about loneliness. It means people feel lonely. We are always playing with our mobile phones and so on. And at some point in time, we are human beings. We need to socialize with others. How we can still create this human touch in contact center?
First of all, I fully understand you. This is, by the way, why in our company we try to work remote as minimum as possible. I mean, we like the office, we like people, we don't want to be lonely, and I fully agree with you. Okay, but I think that the balance, okay, between fast response and human, let's say, human interaction will take you to fast response. People, let's call it that, are lazy. People want to have response as fast as possible. No one wants to wait. Okay. And what contact centers are doing, you'll see it in the telephony industry. I mean, the first thing that we did when we created digital solutions was an API that the IVR will say, hey, we're very busy. Let's press the pound key and go to WhatsApp, or let's go to text messaging. And a lot of people are using that because they're during their workday. They want to solve the problem while they're filling this document or this report. Okay. And again, I think that the older people will want to feel social. I mean, want to be socialized and talk with someone. I think that, let's say, real stores will still be there. Real cashiers and salesperson will be there. In service, I think it will fade out. This is what I think. I fully agree with loneliness, but it will fade out.
It's important to understand the different nuances, the different ideas, because at the end, we are creating the future and all these ideas help us. One thing that you are saying, that now you're saying it's changing, it will be mostly AI-based. How can we prepare contact center teams, contact center managers, and so on, on this path, on this change, on this transformation?
Look, this is a combination of few layers and few, let's say, entities or people responsible in the organization. I think the first thing is to analysis of data. And this is the first thing that the organization needs to remember. Everything is valuable. Every document, every conversation, every website part is valuable for AI to have as much as data that he can, assuming the analysis process is smart and knows how to eliminate junk. But this is the first thing. You need to make sure you map and index all of your information. Second thing is the A/B testing. As I said earlier, it's very important to eliminate wrong data, okay? And I think that the third part is the contribution from humans. When you see, let's say, a data snippet with information and it's wrong, and if you don't contribute back and fix it, edit it, like you do in Wikipedia, for example, then people will lose trust. And the people that needs to edit and improve it is the people that are using. And this is something that you can do with the help of gamification or some kind of, let's say, rewarding-based models. I mean, people that contribute get bonuses, for example. Okay, and this is the way, because I mean, the know-how is with the people in the contact center, for example, with the people that meet the customer. And if they will not edit, then analysis will not be enough. Okay, the fine-tuning is the most important part, and we need to find the best way for human beings to, let's say, fine-tune the data, edit it, and update all over again. This is very important. Of course, there are important things like privacy and other things that we need to take into consideration. We can't just take all the data and put it to an AI engine and expect. I mean, we've seen funny things. I mean, I've seen conversations that was analyzed. I mean, tons of conversations. And the data was automatically brought to a chat. And a customer said he was double billed this month. And the chatbot said, hey, I checked with the credit card with the billing team. It was our mistake. I'm crediting you for the upcoming month. And chatbot didn't check anything. He just read that in a conversation of an agent. And this is a big mistake that can happen if someone doesn't, I mean, check the data or maybe do a test for that. I mean, it's very important to do this verification, this A/B testing. Otherwise, we can lose control. I read about lawyers that go to generative AI and asking for writing the full lawsuit and court being very upset about them because they do nonsense from time to time because of AI hallucinations, stuff like that. So it's very important to verify the content before using it in every media that you can.
Thank you very much. We are coming to an end of this game, but I still have three questions for you in the extra time. We spoke about the next year, you spoke about in 5-6 years, but now as fast forward, in 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
I think in 10 years, we'll talk about the new era in, let's say, anticipating or understanding the desire of a customer real time. I think that chatbots will arrive to sales process more than support and other things, and will try to analyze the customer in real time, offer the best services, auto switch the conversation to different workflows according to what he analyzes in a specific manner. I think that, again, the voice recognition, the facial recognition, even the sweat on a customer face will help to aim AI to the best workflow and customer and experience. I think that we'll have generated AI content in high scale. I mean, it's just the beginning. Today, when we read a conversation from customer, we get a small data snippet about a question and an answer. But think of that when you read all the materials and categorize it, you can build a full article, just like people are doing today, okay? And being able to edit it automatically. I think this is what the future will take us. I don't know if it will take 10 years, maybe 7 or 6, but I think this is what KMS platforms are going to. And again, these articles will be the base of chatbots and agents. It's the egg and the chicken, but it will happen and someone will be the first. One of them will be the first. It's either the KMS will analyze the conversations or the conversations will create the KMS articles. I think it will be a thing. I think that customer privacy will have a big change. I think that people will want to make sure that their data is not being analyzed. And it's like that we have today accepting cookies on website. I think something will happen in AI and will be a part of the process. I think high regulations will be there and we must have. It's important. I think it's very important. It may be maybe specific companies will have a model per customer. I don't know I think the models are changing and the pricing is changing very fast that you might be able to train AI engine on a customer information live and then asking the question. Think of you as a customer saying, hey, an AI instance is going up. I feed with all the CRM information about you as the customer. I have all the articles ready made and I make sure that the AI knows only you. And that might be, let's say, a path, an interesting path. And I think the human agents, as we know them, will have to solve more complex things, but they will use AI. Think of you as an agent coming in morning to work, open your PC and saying, hey, co-pilot, please check with all the customers that haven't replied if they still have a problem. The ones who don't have, please close the ticket. I have the ticket that we talked about yesterday about error 404. I thought about it, check ABC and interview the customer. And check all the customers that said everything is okay. Try to upsell additional services to these customers. Agents will use chatbots, okay, to do actions and save time. And chatbots will give hints to human agents. I did ABC. It's not there, but try to look in that direction. Usually it's there and that. And I think this will be the things that will help us and will be the future in AI of 10 years. It sounds long, but I think that generative AI is different than intents and entities. Today, generative AI gives you content, but you can't really take actions from this content. I mean, if you would ask IBM Watson or, I don't know, Google Dialogflow, I want to order a flight from Istanbul to the US next week, then the action is ordering flight, you have destination, you have source, and you have date, and I can go to an API and give you the flights. Generative AI can't do that yet. They give you an answer. They'll tell you, go to this URL and order a flight. Okay, the maximum they can do, they can change the URL to have the search ready made. And I think that this will be a big evolve. The free text will be able to give you actions. And this is the next thing that generative AI needs to, the next evolvement that needs to happen. And it will happen.
Yes, I'm quite sure. And we are looking forward for this future. In the meantime, if somebody would like to contact you, what's the best way?
Best way is coming to our website and seeing all the contact options. We have email, we have chat, we have WhatsApp, we have Facebook, everything you need. And everything is connected to Glassix. This is what we do. Everyone can contact us. contact at Glassix.com, go to the website, you have a WhatsApp number, you have chat, whatever, feel free. We're there.
Thank you very much. And to conclude this game, it's now time for your golden nugget. It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience with.
I think great customer experience, I think I said it halfway earlier, is all about making things easy and memorable. The smoother the journey is for the customer, the stronger the connection is. He'll remember you. He'll recommend you to his colleagues and friends. And this is what every listener here has to remember. Make it smooth, make it easy, make it simple. Don't complicate the customer with questions and answers. Make it as smoother as possible.
Gui, thank you very much for this discussion. It was a great pleasure. Please stay with me to the audience for today. It's everything. I really suggest you to follow Glassix, to have a look at their webpage because it's great. And you will find also in the show notes the link to the Glassix podcast. I was there. It was really a great discussion. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Greg. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it. Share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business. We are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you.